or 3 kelim, but not if they came from 4 kelim. But in certain situations, even if the Gimelukim came into the mikveh from 4 kelim or from 10 kelim or 100 kelim, it also applies. Now the Mishnah is possible. Omar Bakiva li Omar Matil or Mati. Omar Lei Luikach Luikach. Omar Eloshenof Luish Luikim. Now the Rav. The Amon Echneses Leikim Mekshomim Sheboim Min Amadrein Min Echnosim. Haseichit. You see, why does the Rav Bat Nora say The Amon Echneses Leikim Mekshomim Sheboim Min Amadrein Min Echnosim Leikim? So the Rash in Perikei, he pointed out, the question arises, usually when say Amon Echneses Lei, it's Imayim. Now the halacha is that Mayim is Bitaya Becholsh. So Mele, since Mayim is Bitaya Becholsh, even less than Memso, so Ligabe Hashoke, to be Mafkiya Mayim Shuvim, if you connect a mikveh of Mayim Shuvim to a Mayon, in Mayon Mashu, so it becomes cured of Shuv. Because if you want to cure it to a shoke, to a mikveh, then you have to bring it in contact with the mikveh of Memso. But if you bring the Mayim Shuvim in contact with the mikveh of less than Memso, so there's no ashoke. Whether on a derisa level there can be a shoki even in mikveh of revis, so the Gulis Saliyeh says midrais yes, and the others are chilik, but in the rabbonal level certainly not. Mashein kilig abimayon, so most rishenim say, there is a shit in the country, most rishenim say that a shoki can take place even with the mayon mashu. You have a mikveh. Cooling shows, but you connect it to a mayon mashu that doesn't have memso, has very little water. So then the shemshov is poker, even on the rabbon level, according to most rishen. According to rishen, there are some rishen who say that it will not be poker in order that an odom should be able to be tabled. In other words, if you want kelim to be tevel in a mikveh shov by connecting it to a mayon kolshu, so that's all right. But if you want to cure it through a shoke, so that it will be able to use it even for tefillas odom, then even if you are mashik it, you connect it to a mayon, it has to be connected to a mayon of memso. But most rishenim say that if you are masik in mikveh shuvo with a mayon kolshu, then it becomes cured even ligabit filasor. So the kashi is here. It says be'er shumole mayim shuvim va'amo nechneses lei v'yeitzim menu leilum pisulei. Why do you have to drain out the water until you are sure that the whole mikveh consists completely of new water, mikshamim, and only less than gimulugim of the original mayim shuvim was remained? After all, if you have an amo like a pipe that drains it, and the amo is connected to a mayon, so you have a shoke. You don't have to drain it altogether. So there's the Rash Kashi. So the Rash says that this Amo, he has reference to an Amo that is connected not with a Mayon, but to Mikshomim. This is what the Rash says here. V'Amo nechneses lei ki Mikshomim sheboim min amadro nechneses lei. You see, the reason is why some Rishenim say that even though Mayon Mashu is capable of affecting a shoke to shuvim, so it's only capable of affecting a shoke to shuvim ligabi tefillas kelim, but not ligabi tefillas odom. What is their eye? Their eye is from this Mishnah, because here the Mishnah says v'amo nechneses lei, and usually an amo is connected to a mayon. not to make shomim, some, and still there is a psul of shuvim. So they deduce from this mishneh that when do we say that a mayon mashu is capable of being mafkia shuvim by the shuvim becoming in contact with the mayon mashu only legabitulas kelim? Because since in mayon kolshu is kosher legabitulas kelim, some mele is capable of being mafkia the shuvim for the purpose of being used in tulas kelim. But legabi tulas omer, many rishayim say that even in mayon requires mem somidaraise, some mele since in mayon kolsho is not a sufficient mikveh legabi tulas odom, so it's not a sufficient mikveh to be mafkia the shuvim ligabit for a sodom either. And that's the rai is from this mishne. So the rai says, no, it's no rai, because this mishne, when it says the amo nechneses lei, has reference to an amo that is connected to mikshomet, not to a mayon. So that's a mele, and since that mikshomet does not have mempso, so it cannot affect Ashok.
According to those Rishonim, they hold Ashok, it doesn't affect Midiraisa. By Nadu, they hold
Midiraisa. If it's connected to a Mayon that is less than Mimso, so it's possible for Tfilasol, then the heretofore Mikveh Shuvo will be cured Ligabi Tfilaskeli, but not Ligabi Tfilaskeli.
So are the two Shitas Tali Zebizet? The sheet of the Mayan in general can't, according to those Rishonim, hold that Midiraisa Mayan is not good for Tfilas Adam Becholshu.
Yeah.
And the sheet is Rishonim that Becholshu doesn't affect Hashoka.
No, they're not told that.
It's not necessarily
told that. No, it's not told that. That involves another Indian. We are not ready, you know. The Peridalets will discuss that. The question is, the Rishonim will say, the sheet is a Rambam and the sheet is a Raimedis, that Mayon is kosher with Tfilasodom in the Raisa and even in the Rabon. But the Shita of the Roshi is another Shemin, that with Tfilasodom will require Memson. So the question is, why does the Rosh say that Tfilasodom requires Memson even in Mayon? Is it a Halochi in Tfilasodom? The Tfilasodom has to be in Mayim of Memso. It's not that Ligabi Odom, it's not a mikveh. Monefshach, if it has a Chalisha mikveh Ligabi Tfilas Kelim Mayon Kolshu, it has a Chalisha mikveh Ligabi Tfilas Odom also. But it's a special aloche that Odom has to be Teveil in Memso. In the Mayise Tfilah, it's not that there is a Chison in the mikveh ligabit v'lasod. All the pshat is that mayon kolshu has a chalisha mikveh ligabit kelim, it does not have a chalisha mikveh ligabit odom, because ligabit kelim, so even a mikveh of revis midraise has a chalisha mikveh. And the only reason as to why a mikveh revis is not kosher with Vaskin, that's the Rabbanon. So mele, since Midrais, even a mikveh revis has a chalish and mikveh ligabit Vaskelim, and only Midrabbanon, he does not have a chalish and mikveh if it's less than so. So the Chachomim did not apply this chumre ligabimai. Mashein came, if we say, but some melee, the reason is to why. So then, the reason, but there is another possibility. The reason is to why. So one explanation of the Shittes HaRosh that Mayon requires Memso Ligabit Tfilas Sodom is not that Ligabit Tfilas Sodom. A Mayon less than Memso does not have a Chalisha Mikveh. But it's a special aloch The other explanation is, no, that is no special aloche, that the ma'ase tefillah of an Odom has to be done in a mayim of memsah. No, but the ma'ase tefillah has to be done in a mikveh. But ligabi tefillas kelim, so midraise even a mikveh of revis has a chalash mikveh. But midrabonon doesn't have a mikveh. So ligabi imayon, so even midrabonon it has a shem mikveh. Mashein kein, gabi odom. Where midrai say mikveh less than memso does not have a chalisha mikveh, so mimele even imayon does not have a chalisha mikveh. So in other words, those rishenim who say that hashoke is effective to imayon kolshu, even though the mayon has less than memso, so they must hold that the reason as to why Odom requires memso in the mikveh, but does not require memso in the mayon, is not because of his special aloche that tefillah, the ma'ase tefillah has to take place in memso mayim, but the ma'ase tefillah of an Odom has to take place in a mikveh. Less than memso in a mikveh. Less than memso, where the mikveh or mayon does not have a chalisha mikveh, ligabi tefillas Odom. It's a relative concept, in other words. Relative to tefillas Odom, without memso, it doesn't have a chalisha mikveh. Relative to tefillas kelim, it has a chalisha mikveh. Even less than memso, v'horaye midraise, you can be tevu machtim mitzineres in a mikveh of revis. But by Odom, relative to Tfilas Odom, less than Memso does not have a Chalisha Mikveh. So Mimele, Hashoke has to be done by Mikveh. So if you are Masik Shuvim to a Mikveh, to a Mayon that has less than Memso, so Mimele Anidraiselev, for the purpose of Tfilas Kelim, it is cured. Because since Ligabi Tfilah, Ligabi Kelim, a mayon has a chalisha mikveh, even without memso, so mele it can be mafkia the din shuvim ligabi tefillas kelim also. But vis-a-vis tefillas Odom, since ligabi tefillas Odom, even a mayon less than memso does not have a chalisha mikveh, so you cannot be mafkia the psul of shuvim for the purpose of using it. And their raya is from this mishnah. But the Rav Bat Nore agrees with the Rash that you can in the Mayan culture, so you can mafkia shoke even ligabi tefillas Odom, but tefillas Odom requires memso even the Mayan. That's because of his special aloche, the tefillas Odom, especially Zeros HaKosuf, because the Gemara says that the average person requires memso in order to be fully immersed. So it's a special Zeros HaKosuf. The tefillas Odom requires a shiur of memso, even if he's a timid beyeme, where he can be immersed in one so or in half his so. So it's a special aloche that tefillas Odom can only be realized in a memso. But it has but Mayon has a chalisha mikveh. Imagine, mimele, it can be mafkia in Mayan culture, can be mafkia the psua shov by the shov being connected to that Mayan culture, who even for the purpose of using the mikveh litula sodom. So why does the Mishnah say that it still has the psul of shov unless we figure out that it's all new water and of the old water less than Gimel so Gimel Lugin remained? Because this Amo is not connected to Imayon, only to make sure. So it has many pores, you know. So the question is whether the psul of shov, if the water, the shov, comes out for different holes, whether it puzzles or not. So Rabbi Akiva is machshir. Rabbi Akiva machshir kosaba de ingimu. Lugi ba imshuvim peizlas hamikvon ki matil mikvon kleachon uimokna. In other words, even a net. So it's more, it's one kele, it's one net, it's not two nets, but since it has numerous pores, so it doesn't come out for one mocking, but for different mekemes, so it doesn't pass. The Chachomim Peislin, the Savrin, Gimul Kelim, Mitztarfim, Le Omru Matilin El Matil, Kiloshin Ze Kibur Rabbi Kibim Rabbi Isov, Dichol, Dichli, Hamati, Ogimulugi, Maim, Mikve, Pesos, Hamikve, Loikachom, Walashanofu, Voloshin, Mikliachod, and Mikilim Harbe, then Alochik Rabaki. Mikliachod, Mishnaim, Mishleisha, Mitstarf, Umeaboe, Mitstarf. Balkari, that's the Shita Rechachom. Balkari Achele, Shenofu now, there was a Takone by Ezra. That the Balkari is also be Vateiro, and the Balkari is also be Divrei Tefila, a real takon, but it's bottled because it was not mispashet Berevatzib. But even though it was not mispashet, so not, there is no Isa, but still there is a Midas Chassidus to be Tevili Kari. There is an interesting tshuva by the Rambam. You know, the Rambam had certain people who criticized him. So there is one tshuva by the Rambam to his Talmid, Rabbi Yosef ibn Makni. And Rabbi Yosef ibn Makni emptied his heart before the Rambam because he was very devoted to the Rambam. And there are a number of Talmud Chachamim who criticized the Rambam because the Rambam was involved in philosophy and he always quoted Aristotle, so they criticized the Rambam. So he wrote to the Rambam that he's very upset by the fact that there are certain Talmid Chachamim who talk against him. So the Rambam writes to Rabbi Magni, don't be upset, shouldn't be upset, it's not right, because there is a mitzvah, that's Bazar Loshen, the Rambam writes to him. There is a mitzvah of V'yo'aftol rachok meichu, Mada'aloch sane lechavach v'savet. Those people who criticize me, they enjoy it. It gives them, it promotes their health. So I'm the country, so I'm happy. It promotes their being able to criticize me, makes them stronger, makes them more vigorous. So why should you be angry at him? So the Rambam was so considerate and so patient and so tolerant. He's superhuman. And the Rambam did not write it because it's a joke. That's not shayach l'gavei Rambam. So he really meant it. That's one tshuva. Then the Rambam paskened that now, bizman hazeh, one is allowed to daven, to study Torah, and even though he's a balkari, because that Akone by Ezra was not Nispasha Bereva Tzibo, so Mele it was both. So, the Hadayim Alexandria said about the Rambam that the Rambam himself, in his personal life, is never Tevilikai. So the Rambam was so upset by it. So the Rambam said, Umah Shoma. Hadayim Alexandra Olai Shein Anitivili Kari Shekel Vehitzi Dibalze. Shemeilam lo nimnati militva likeli elobim kim chayli. Rak shekosafti shemuta vispalel avomeilam lo nimnati esatz. All of a sudden, the Rambam so patient and so tolerant. I mean, in a superhuman way, he reprimands his Talmid Rabbi Yisrael Nakim. He shouldn't be angry, Chas v'Sholem, you know, against those people who talk against him, because they enjoy it. How come that here is not so tolerant? Here is not so tolerant. So I said, I once said, in Idrosh, the difference. The people who criticized the Rambam, because the Rambam had a positive attitude towards Aristotle, so did they fabricate a sheker against Rambam? They didn't. The Rambam did have a positive attitude towards Aristotle, but they felt that this is a repugnant attitude. So he rebuked the Talmid Rabbi Yosef ibn Makni for being listen. They knew the Shem Shemayim, so they don't understand. So it gives them. It promotes their health. So it's a mitzvah of the after rachel kameicho, not to upset them. Not to upset them, says, because they are sincere. But this Dayan did something that is not true. Why did he say that the Rambam was never tivli keri? Did he have any evidence? All he had, because the Rambam paskens in Mishnah Torah that it's muta bizman hazeh to be mispalel even though he wasn't tivli keri. Is that a ground to come to the conclusion that he doesn't do it? There are many things that he off paskens. Let's say Rav Moshe Feinstein paskens that there is no problem with Holovakim today because there is government control. If somebody will say Rav Moshe Feinstein is not Zoya, in Holovakim it's a terrible thing. It's a chutzpah neroi, shein kameo, because that couldn't be Lishem Shammai. That's grounded in ulterior motives. That's why the Rambam became so impatient. So mikliachod mishnayim u'mishreisha mitztarfim u'mi'arboim mitztarfim ba'okeri achere. So in other words, as long as the takone was effective, so maybe it was a real isa. Balkeri achile shenoflo of tisho kabimai vitoya shenoflo. So the aloha is that he, as long as it was not bottled, the takone says, so merely it was also nispalo, it was also asib devetere if he was a balkeri. So he had to be taken. But the takone of Ezra was, suppose somebody is a chile and it's difficult for him to go tefillah, so then he can be mitayer himself with ivoteire or litfillah by pouring teska b'mayim shuvim. So what is the alternative today? A shower. That's the alternative. If somebody, let's say, I mean, I do it erev Yom Kippur. I mean, you know, I'm not a chassid. I don't go tefillah every day. Not even every Friday, but before the stroke, I used to go. I mean, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, I used to go. But now I can't go. So the alternative is that tes kabin mayim. So tes kabin, I shower is tes kabin mayim shuv. Now that depends upon the machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Because the same achlekes ligabi the psul of gimel lugim mayim shuvim in a mikveh applies to the effectiveness of shuvim when it doesn't come in mokim echot. So in other words, rabaki veshite is not a kule. It's a kule in regard to the psul of gimel lugim mayim shuvim, but it's a chumre in regard to balkeri chil. In other words, Rabbi Akiva says that Gimul Lugim Mayim Shuvim passes only when it's Mikli Echod and Mimokim Echod. But if it's from two kelim, it doesn't pass. And even if it's from one kelim, But if it comes from a kele that has many pores, so it doesn't pass lida. So that's a kule, ligabe. But ligabe balkeri chele shenofu of tisha kabe mayin, so according to Rabbi Akiva, there would be a chumre. So in other words, suppose he'll pour upon himself, he balkeri chele, will pour upon himself, let's say teskabi from a kele that has many pores, so it will not be effective. Let's say shower is the thing, he showers, so it has many pores. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it will not be good enough for a balkeri chele. So it's a chumre. According to the Rabbanon, who achele can, and this Indian of Moki Mechot, what difference does it make? Moki Mechot, not Moki Mechot. So Mele, it's a chumre and a kule. So Ligabi Gimulugi Maim Shuvim, it's a chumre. So if you pour Maim Shuvim through a shower, you know, so then it will become possible. According to Rabbi Akiva, it will not become possible. And there is a kule according to the Rabbanon. If a balkeri chele will pour upon himself teskabin for a shower spray, so then he will not be mutar lasik b'divatere or to be mispalel. And according to the Rabbanon, so there is a kule. He will be mutar to be mispalel and to study the Torah. Balkeri achele shenofu of tisha kabe mayim vitoya shenofu al reish al rubi shlei shel gemayim shuvim mikliachod mishnayim mishlei shem mistarafim ma'aboyim mistarafim. In other words, this halacha distinction between three kelim, four kelim, or mimokim echot, according to Rabbi Akiva, not mimokim echot, has manifests itself in two inyonim, in two areas. In the area of Gimul Lugim Mayim Shuvim Paslening, and in the area of Balkeri Chele Shenoflo of Teskabin. So my boy Mistafim, Bamedva Mamurim, Bizman Shiz Rasheni, actually Posakor Rishi. So we say, so then, Bishman Shishri Hasheini actually Pesachovish. So, the Mibes Shlish, Mibes Shlish Akilim is Tav. Uba Medvar Amorim Bishman Shalnishavin Rabbis. Oh, so that's a Chumre. When do we say that if he pours, he dumps, Gimulugi Maim Shuvim from four Kalim, then it doesn't pass the mikveh? If his kavone is not mamish to be massive water in the mikveh, he does it for another reason. But agavurche, it is massive shuvim. But if his kavone is mamish to raise the level of water, so then even if he does it from 100 kelim, and even if he does it in the course of a year, it becomes possible. Bamed v'amorim bizman shel nischav l'rabbis, av nischav l'rabbis, af l'kurte b'chol ha'shono, mitztarfim l'shlei shalugi. Now, the Rav. Nikoyach m'shnayim siyunim l'sayid rabbonim, tes kabi mayim, bal kere chile, sheni yochli, v'l nosno rof tes kabi mayim toya, v'ashmi mastizim v'loishtim, chloyach v'loishim b'yishim v'kelim, וכן תויר שנפו הרש והרחו בגימול וגמיים שובים דיפס לסעת תרומו כדאמרים הם פרקם מדי שבס חני גימול וגמיים בייס וגימול כאילו מסתרפים נתארתי מסתרפים במד ואמורים בייס שלוי שכאילו מסתרפים מן של נסחם לרבייס עמית וכוי של נסחם לאיסיף אולוב כדי להרבש אוף מים בוטיף איסקבוני זממש תבימה במים then there is no limit אפילו כל תפשי אומוי את אחות Misamadal the Lug and even for 100 Kalim, but if his Kavone is the Mace Mayim, then it passes. All right, let's take it. We went over the Perek Gimel of Mikvois, with the Rav, but he didn't go over the Rash. Now, in order to understand the Rash, Girsin, it's Isefte, he didn't go over it last Friday, is very, very strange. The Goyen changes the gears, all right, according to the thing we understand, the Pshat and the Isefte. But I just want to repeat again what I said in connection with the Machlekes between Rabbi Yesi and Rabbi Yehoshua. So I mentioned that Aran in Chulin on the Reef in Kolaboso, in the sugye of Tipas Cholosh in Isarvo, so he mentions the Ramban, that the Ramban says, now, there is a machlekes in the Gemara in Chulin in regard to Boso B'Cholof, whether Chtichanas is Nevele or in Chtichanas is Nevele. So the Loshon HaGemara in Chulin is Tafkuf Chesom Dalef, the Mishnah. Tipas Holof Shenoflo al Achtiche. Im Yeshbo B'nei Sintam B'yze Achtiche Osa. Im Niras Abdeiro Im Yeshbo B'nei Sintam B'yze Gdeiro Osa. So then, at the bottom, the Gemara says, Omar Rav. Yeah. Kidm Shenosa, not at the bottom, but you know, a few lines beneath the Mishnah. Omar Rav, Kibim Shenosan Tam Bechtiche Echtiche Atzmo Nasis Nevele V'Yiseres Kol Achtiche Skulo Mipnei Shehen Mino. In other words, Tipas Cholof doesn't mean Mondvab. Tipas Cholof could be a Kazayis Cholof or Revi's Cholof. I mean a substantial quality or quantity of Cholof enough to give a Tam Cholof in the bosom. It's X number of drops of cholof. Drop tzani, ane chatiche d'bosom. Im yesh bo b'nei sintam b'yisach tiche, the Mishnah says also, if there are enough tipes in the cholof to give it tam cholof in the bosom, so that when one tastes the bosom, he feels the tam of milk in that bosom, so the whole chatiche of bosom becomes a chefze of bosom b'cholof. If we don't know, so then we say, if there is no shishi in the volume of the bosor against the volume of the cholof, so then we have to anticipate that there is a tam. But if we know, even if there is no shishi, if it doesn't give it tam, if we know it doesn't give it tam, so it's not a chefshav bosor b'cholof. So it becomes a chefshav bosor b'cholof by virtue of the fact that there is enough, that it is bileya, enough cholof to give it tam cholof in the bosom. So it's a chefsh of bosom, a cholof that chtiche. Then, but it has, the gdeire has soup, and it has adach chtiches bosom. The tipas cholof fell and chtiches bosom A, but there is chtiches bosom B and C and D, and there is a lot of soup. So chtichas bosarei becomes a chefsha boswachol, becomes osa. What about the soup and the other chtiches? The Mishnah doesn't discuss. But then the Mishnah does discuss. Suppose after the tipas cholof dropped on chtichei, so he was minaya digdeire, he shook digdeire to distribute the cholof in the whole area, like this, it concentrated. Let's say that was tiche. So all the cholof concentrated on tiche. And it didn't spread tiche B, tiche C, until it did. But then he shook it. So that made it spread throughout the gdere. So near sagdere, in yeshbo b'nis in tam, b'yisik deros. So then, if there is a tam in the whole dera, then the whole dera becomes rust. Then Rav says, Omer Rav, Kigen shenosen tam b'chtich echtich ha'atzon ha'atzon v'ele v'yiseres kol achtich ha'skulo mipnei she'im minu. So as long as it gave it tam chol of in this chtich, so this becomes a chefs of yiser mimele itasa soldat achtiches. The Gemara says, because Rav paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'minei afil be'alef libot, so mele, if the cholov gave it tam cholov in the boso, so chtichei became the chefs of yiser. And then you have 100 other chtiches in the dere. Even if you have, even though you have shishim, but Rav paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'minei is libotl, so mele, no matter how many chtiches you have 100, 1,000 chtiches, all the chtiches boso b'tamosa. As far as the soup is concerned, so if you have in the soup shishi, that's minshloib minei, so then it becomes bot. But as far as the other chtiches bosa are concerned, so kim shenosn tam bechticha tichas asn bele, it's like a tereskun shimino. Omelei mazut chabreid rav morel rabine, mer de rav kiman omelei shma isi ki rab yude, dama min bimili botu, leime pliga de rove. Di oma rove, kosova rab yude, kolshu minu minei vidovarache, salik, es mine kisheine visheine mine rabbe olof batle. So true, it cannot be bottled in the 100 chatiches of boso, but rove mentions a din, suppose min be mine is nisarif with mine and sheine mine, we ignore the mine as if it didn't exist. And if the sheine mine has shishim negede mine, so suppose you have in the soup you have 60 measures times the kazayis, the measure of tichei, whatever it is, kazayis or what, so then everything becomes bottle. Mimile dechtiches are all some. So here too, why are all dechtiches also? Suppose you have soup shishim neged tichei. So melech tichei becomes bottle in the soup. Mimele all the other tiches are all samut. Amalei yid not al nofal breite frakoch nam. Hochem mayaskinon di nofal breite for where everything is min bimine. Everything is solidified. Is breite for so everything is min bimine. So mele since Rav paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. That mimi mine afil belafil bottle so kim shnos tam bichtiche nas sis achtiche nachtiche asnas neveles seres ko achtiche skulam teishim umay kosova. What does Rav hold? I kosova refshali sichti muter achtiche amay nas sis nevele elo kosova refshali sichti yoseh zin gimores. Two Rav paskens, like Rabbi Yehuda, that mean b'mine is osa. But there is another shayla, whether efshal yisechte is muta. What is efshal yisechte muta? So then the Gemara says, al ksovar efshal yisechte osa. Ditma, Rav v'Reb Chanina v'Reb Yechonin d'amre efshal yisechte osa. Shmuel v'Reb Shimon b'Rebbe v'Reb Shlokish d'amre efshal yisechte is muta. Efshal yisechte is muta. So it's a machlege, so he passed in Efshal Yisichti is us. So mil, the Gemara Skashi is, not the Gemara Skashi, umay kosova, he Efshal Yisichti, mutach ticha masin vele, naro is if, the Mandoma who says, Efshal Yisichti is mutea, even by Bosa B'cholof, he would say, suppose you have a tipas cholof, falls, and a certain chatich, and gives it time. Let's say, this chatich has 9 exes, a kazayis cholov fell in one pot. This is pot number one, standing on fire. So it has a chatich. One kazayis in 9 gzeisim bos. So give it ham cholov in the bos. That becomes us. Then he takes it out. That chatich that has a ham cholov is a chefs bos cholov, and he puts it in another pot. The other pot. Has many chatiches. Then, when this pot is taken out from this, now when this chatich Hey, he's taken out from pot number one and put in pot number two together with other chatiches. Then the kazayis cholov that was originally absorbed like by chatichei spreads out and is distributed among the other chatiches. So then the net result is that in the other part, so each chatiche in the other part does not have enough milk to give it tam cholov in besar and tam cholov in the basar. And even the original chatiche, which originally had a tam cholov, but as a result of being placed in part number two, so the bulk of the cholov was squeezed out to the basar, and then it was redistributed. And then, when it's redistributed, so even the original chatuche has only a minimum of cholov, not enough to give itam cholov in the basar. So the Mandomau says, so Shmuel and Rav Shimon bar Rebbe and Rav Shloki say, actually say the muta. So even the original chatuche becomes muta. True, it became oloser. Why? Because it gave itam cholov in the basar. But the moment you re-cooked it in another pot, and the bulk of the milk was squeezed out and redistributed in a different ratio. So then, in the end, even the original chatiche has only a minimum of cholov, not enough to give itam cholov in the basar. In other words, only, let's say, half a kazayis of cholov can give in a 9 zeisim chatiche of basar itam cholov. But when it's cooked in another pot, then you have only 1/10 of the kazayis at the end. So that's not enough. So according to Shmuel and Rav Shimon bar Rebbe and Rish Lakish, even the original chatiche becomes muta. Needless to mention that the other chatiches do not become muta. The original chatiche becomes muta. That's the shita of Efshar Lisechte is muta. Mimele, if the original chatiche is muta, it certainly couldn't ask the other chatiches. But Rav and Rav Hanine and Rav Yechen, and that's the way you pass them, they hold Efshar Lisechte is osa. So Mimele, so he says, once, so Rav and Rav Hanine and Rabbi Yechanan hold that Efshar Lisechte is osa. If a tipas cholov at the very outset gives it tam cholov in echtichas basar, even though that echtichas basar is placed in another pot together with other chatiches and all kinds of soup and vegetables, and then the bulk of the milk is squeezed out and redistributed in the whole gedere. And in the end, even the original chatiche has a minimum of cholov, not enough to give itam cholov in the basar, but the original chatiche remains a chefzer basar b'cholov, and it remains a chefzer bisa. So mele itasas other chatiches also, unless you have the other chatiches in the second part, shishim neged whole chatiche. But if you have shishim neged the kazayis cholov, so it doesn't become bottle, you see. But if we say efshar lisechte is osea, so then in order to become muta, when you put it in another part, there has to be 60 times 10 zeisim, not 60 times 1 kazayis, 60 times 10 zeisim. So in other words, So it's 600 zeisim. If we say efshar lisechte is muter, then when you take out the original chatiche and put it in part number two, as long as you have 60 zeisim in part number two, so it becomes muter. We pasken like Rav and Rav Hanina and Rav Yechanan that efshar lisechte is osea, so maybe even the original chatiche remains osea, maybe it can osea other chatiches also, unless there is shishin kineged the whole chatiche. Now it's the whole chatiche that not just kineged the kazayis cholov that asa the chatiche, but kineged the ten zeisim that became as an entity of Isaos. So we pass actually Seichte Isaos. Now, that's what we pass. The Ramban I mentioned last week, the Ran in Chul, and Isuke, mentions the name of the Ramban. Because we pass in the Tefstol Isichti is also Chtichanas is Nivele, but Rabbi Nefraim Shite is that that applies only to Bosa B'Cholof Chtichas is Nivele, because Cholof itself is Muta, Bosa itself is Muta, and the Torah said this synthesis. So Mele we say Chtichas is Nivele, Masha'in Kei when the Kazai is Chilev is absorbed by Kazai's boso, or is absorbed by vegetables. So the vegetables is heter. The boso heter is heter. So mele, of course, if the chilev gives it tam, if the chilev, if a Kazai's chilev falls into vegetables, in part of vegetables, of carrots or applesauce or whatever, and there are nine zesi in the vegetables, in the carrots or bosar heta, and that absorbs one kazayis chilev, it gives it tam chilev in the bosar, in the carrots, in the applesauce, so it psosar tam kikya. But we do not say that the whole ten kazayisim is a chefze of chilev. We only say one kazayis is a chefze of chilev. The other nine kazayisim are not a chefze of isa. But you can do that because whenever you eat one piece of the applesauce, you have to retain time of chilev in it. But suppose you take this applesauce and you dump it in another part of this chatichas bosa that absorbed the time of chilev, and you dump it in another part, and then it's squeezed out and redistributed, so then it becomes mutar according to Rabbi Nefraim. Other Rishonim say, in other words, Rabbi Nefraim Shita is chtichanas nevele applies only to bosar b'cholof, where bosar is etta b'fnei atzmei, and cholof, and then the synthesis it makes it into chefshisa, but not the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim achilk, and they say that chticha asras nevele applies to all Yisrael, to chilev also, to all Yisrael, as long as he gave it tam, so the whole thing, even, so the heter is nepach l'isa. The heter is nepach l'isa. That's what Rabbi Tam says, that tam kikya implies that once the isa gives it tam, isa and the heter, so the heretofore heter becomes converted into a heft of Isa in order to mivate, or this newly converted into a heft of Isa, you have to have shishim neged the size of the whole heter that has a tam Isa. So the Ramban says that that's the machlekes. The Ramban says between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, Rabbi Yisi holds that he applies the aloche Shalugim v'nechlek lishnai mipost, but true, here it's like squeezed out. Because here, there, what is Eiser? Tam. Here, what is Eiser? Gimulogim. There is Lagab Achille, here is Lagab Itvila. It doesn't make any difference. So, here, the Gimulogim is the counterpart of Tam over there. So, melee, but then it's squeezed out. So then, in each mikveh, you have a lug and a half. So it's a minimum. Ein bekidishi otam. Ein bekidishi on mitzvos hamikveh. So Rabbi Yisi says, Rabbi Yeshua is mach. Why? Because he holds that chtichas v'as nevele is only a shayches ligabei bosa b'cholof, but not ligabei shor yisur. Mashein kein, Rabbi Yisi, in other words, so the Ramban says, the machlekes, let's say, Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Nefraim is a machlekes between Rabbi Yisin and Rabbi Yishuv. The Ran is Masik and Ramban, he says, what Shaykhel? There's a special machlekes. The Gabi Mikvois has nothing to do. So he can say, like Rabbi Nefraim, he can say, like Rabbi Tam, but has no bearing upon Mikvois. This is a Shaykhel Mikvois. And the Ran says, you see that there is different. There, the Aloch is, even if we say, Chichas Vele, but suppose you dump in Shishi Neget, the whole thing, so then it becomes Muta. But here, once Gimel Lugin fall in, you can dump in 1,000, 1,000, or 10,000, or 100,000. So, of Mekshami, if he drops in. So it's not cured unless you release Meluye Meit. It's a special halacha here. There's nothing to do. That's what Ran says in Kolabos. All right, now, let's go over. So with this Hakdome, we have to go over now the Rash. V'chosra fel kotef min ha-mikve l'achash nofel begimu lugim kosher l'hakvis olof she'yefshar she'be'isi kotef she'chosra l'chosra ma'at na'shleish eslugin v'chosra ma'im shuvim m'shleish alugin. Milui mayim shoyo bitchila. Vei dova muet li mayet mishleish lugin kayi disefte. She veis ilil bifirikame ubobesh achazeis miforashkis. Tanya bidisefte. Here is the complicated rash. Tanya bidisefte. Shtei breichis. Shal mem mem so. Des pergimu nisefte mikvois. Zual gavzu. You had one mikve. Had mem so. Another mikve mem so. And we know for Gimel Mayim Lel Gimel. Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim. So he came for. So he didn't. Gnoflu Gimel Lugim Mayim Lel Yeno. Oh, so one second. So what does it mean? Does it have reference to a two mikvois, to a mikveh that had mem so exclusive of the Gimel Lugim? Or it has mem so inclusive, but without the Gumulugin, he didn't have Memso. So the Rash will be saying, Pirish, Te Pirish, Memso, Hainim Shlish is Halugin. In other words, not exclusive of the Gumulugin, it had Memso, but inclusive. So that means, in effect, the Gumulugin passed the Mikve. Because when the Gumulugin fell in, it had Memso minus Gumulugin. Some mele, it passed, it became a mikve psul. So then this Seft mentions a very straight, difficult din. Shtei brechi shal memso, zu al gavzu, so it's actually not memso. It's memso minus. Vinof lugimu lugimayim l'yeino, so it became possible. Still, the Seft says, viniftiku ubol tachteino ksherim, shani eimeya sholmu memso, actually, all the Gimulugin. Piliploy. So, in other words, then it drips down from the upper level mikveh into the lower level mikveh. So then, Cherim, both become kosher. How do both become kosher? So, if the Tzisefte was the aloha mentioned by Rabbi Yeshua, Enoch Nam, you can understand. But, because Rabbi Yeshua holds, all right, the Ramban says Rabbi Yeshua holds in Kolatere Kuleh Tiras Nevele, and the Ran says not in Kolatere Kuleh, but by Mikveh we say Chtichas Nevele. I mean something like Chtichas Nevele, that when Gimel Lugim falls in the Mikveh, so it's not that the Gimel Lugim apostle. Mimele, the Tefillah is not a good Tefillah, because anybody who is Tevel in the Mikveh that has Gimel Lugim Shuvim is also Tevel. In Gimel Lugim Shuvim. No, every other drop becomes Shov. It contaminates every drop in the mikveh. So everything becomes Shov. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Chtich Asmanas Nevele. So the question is, so what veil is the fact that it drips down into the lower level mikveh, but every drop, Shanei Me'ot, Let's see. Gimel breches, shtei breches, shal mem, shal mishlash, shal gavzu, vin oflu gimel lugim mayim lel yeino, vin iftiku bol tachtino ksherim, shaneim ha-shal mom mishlash, shal yod gimel lugim, shnei mikvoi, shal chof chof so, zu bitzat zu, vin oflu gimel lugim shechach, vin iftiku bol ha-chaviri kosha, rabi yisei merim nitol mechitza posla, avari, ani ez div rabi yeshua, bimikve, שיש בממסו ונופל גימולוגים וכל כל שניים זה כושר רק כושר פירש שתי פרח של ממסו היינים השליש הסלוגים שנופלו דמיקווה שולים not exclusive but inclusive דמיקווה שולים עם מים שובים because if it is exclusive so then there's nothing to discuss דמיקווה שולים in my shuvim peisli sit afil ribel in my shuvim ki mu kham bkhiltin bi yotuve mas dis no preis a lo klach vach as khasiro shlishis so ited mem so meines gemulog va boim dikton a hay mas shlishlo gishnoflo vi nifti kum loshim peis kin mi kved bi sit per kam dit mure shayim ma shom lo kolim ak shnoflo shlishis lugin lel yeino bi yodu mi adli tachteino le amgnon da eine is gemulog nats mna shvi meininu di yodu tachteino di ef shli savo mi ad mi apre khol yeino vi nim so she shlimo aboim so shol tachteino kedim shi yodu lo klashlish slugim so hil klach shnia mikvois kshere tachteino kshere kidrashin he says because when the water from the upper level starts dripping down into the lower level so then it's impossible that at the first moment all the gimulugim shuvim should drip down but in other words the water drips down and in every dripping of water from the upper level to the lower level there is a taruves of the inshuvim and inshuvim so memele that means there is memso in the mikveh before the gimulugim completely drip down to lower level mikveh and when there is memso so then the gimulugim when ultimately the gimulugim drip down the mikveh it cannot become tossed but the question is but it's pili ploy so not the gimulugim who is concerned about those gimulugim we don't have to earmark those gimulugim every drop becomes mayim shuvim every Vap becomes Mayim Shuvim. And after all, the lower level mikveh did not have memso. It had memso minus gimulugim. So then, 5 minutes later, so it becomes, has memso. So it's nishlam with gimulugim from the upper level. So true, he says, the gimulugim, the initial gimulugim from the upper level, the drip down to lower level, have just a small fraction of the original Gimel Shuvim. But the original Gimel Shuvim contaminated every drop, so every drop is shov. Alright. The Ran says, it's not the same machlekes. So it's not the same machlekes, so it's a special machlekes. Unless it's Rabbi Yeshua. But it's not Rabbi Yeshua. That's a little bit of Rabbi Yeshua. So it's pili ploy. Alright. שנאים השול מוקלים כשנופל שליש לוגים עלינו ויורדו מיד לתחתינו ולא ימרינו דהי נעיסי גימו לוגים עס משהו מעינינו דיורדו תחתינו די אפשר של יסעו ומעט במי הבריך עלינו ונים שישלימו הבויים סו של תחתינו כי אם שיורדו לא כל השליש לוגים הלכח שני המקפויס כשירים תחתינו כשיר כתבר שינו but that's difficult ועלינו so then first of all he says the תחתינו כשירו but the Yeno certainly should be psula. So he says no, the Yeno is shira because of Ashok. The Yeno mishum dimchuberes litachteino uchamei adoma bisif pirksheni dichagige madvilim bein ben Yeno bein bitachtein. I should have mentioned the Reb Chaim. I don't know, it might be necessary. Now, the Rambam passes like the Mandoma, that Chticha Atzmo is Nasus Nevele, so if it tipas Cholov falls upon Chticha A in part number one, it induces the time of Chil Cholov in the Chticha, the Chticha becomes, Chticha Atzmo becomes a Chefza of Yisabas B'Cholov, and then when you take out Chticha A and you put it in another part, the other Chticha is, so then it becomes a chefs of Yisea, so it answers the chetiches in the other part. The Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that mimimine is like bottle, so mimimine is bottle b'shishim, unless there is shishim neged the whole chetiche. In other words, kazai is cholov, dropped on the chetiches bosorei of 9 days. Together it stands it, and it gave it time, cholov in the bosh. Then you took out this chetiche and you put it in part number two, together with other chetiches. So all the chetiches become osir, unless there are 600 chetiches in part number two. Because tichas was nevele, so not just the kazayis cholov is the chefs of Isa. The whole 10 gzeisim chaticha is the chefs of Isa. So in order to mevatel the 10 gzeisim chaticha, you have to have 60 times 10. 60 times 10 is 600. 600. So the raivad is masik. Raivad. Actually, the Gemara is like that, because the Gemara says, if we say Chtichas Menasas Nevele, and if we say like Rabbi Yehuda, that means the bottle, and Rabbi Yehuda himself holds Chtichas Menasas Nevele, and then he has another shite, that means Yafil Belef the bottle. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if Ikazai Itibas Cholov fell on Chtichay, Ikazai Cholov fell on nine. Because it says, the boss gave it to Cholov in the boss, or then you took out the day and you put it in part number two. So then, even if you have 100 chatiches, and if you don't have any reitif that is rako, but reitif ovo, so there is no mimishimine, only mimimine, even if you have 100 chatiches or 1,000 chatiches, everything becomes osa. Because since he actually says the Rabbi Yehuda holds on one hand, actually says he is osa, on the other hand, he holds that mimimine is a bottle, so chatiche becomes osa lilam voet, even after you squeeze out the bulk of the milk, and in the end, only a minimum of milk is left in it, less than to give it time, to be capable to give it time cholov in the bosa, but becomes so the tam bosa itself asas is a chefs of Isa. So mele, in order to be bottling in part number two, you have to have 600 gzeisim in the chtiches in part number two. That's how the Rambam passes. And because the Moker is the Gemara, because the Moker says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you have 1,000 chatiches, because Mimimina is Libot, the Raivet is Masik. The Raivet says, true, actually, Seichtei is Osea. So the Gemara only says, Alib the Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Mimimina is Libot. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mimimina Libot, so the Pshat is, it's like Nikar Yisa. He learns it out from Mitzvos HaKosuf, from Damator and Damasoya. But the halacha is that Mimbimine, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is like Nika or Yisa. So Mele, we have the Gufa Yisa. So then we say, if we say Echtichas was Nevele, actually say Echtichas was Osea. But so it answers the other chatiches, even if you have 1,000 chatiches. But Alibi the Rabbanu say that Mimimine is also bot. But the only thing is that Asers is Tam. So Rab Chaim says Tam is not like the Gufa Isar itself. Tam Kikar is a new Isar. Tamki Kerzinu is of Horaye. The Amenevishin must say that if Chilef gives the tam, Chilef, let's say in Boso, then you eat dead Boso, so you're not Chayav Malkus. It's also Midrais, because we learn out from Geulei Midyon or Mishras Hanovim, we learn by Nozia the tam Kikar Asas. Let's say Geulei Midyon is only an Isarese, Geulei Midyon. But Malkus there isn't. If we were to say the tam Kikar is the Pshat, like Nikar Isa, there is no Beetle, why shouldn't there be Malkus? For Chilev there is Malkus. The answer is, there is a loch of Beetle Birov, so even by Min Shaloi Biminei, there is Beetle Birov. So the goof for Isa becomes bottom. But there is a new Isa of Tam Kikar. We learn out from Geulei Midyon. The Torah required the Jews to be magil, the all the kelim that they got from the Midianites, because the kelim had the Blias Isa. Why? Why they have to be maglet to dump them in boiling water? Because if they didn't dump them in boiling water, and if in the same day that they absorbed the surim, they would cook idvar heter, then the tam isa would be felt, and the tam ishubach, not itam pogum, would be felt in all the teir, the dvorim amatorim that they cooked in them. So that's an isarese. So there is no malchus. If the pshat and tam kikah had been, tam kikah means like nikar isa. What difference does it make? Whether you can identify the mamoshes isa, or you can identify the isa because you feel it's tam. So it's like nikar isa. So then there should be kores, malchus, and everything. Still, many rishonim say there is no kores, there is no malchus, just an isarese. So tam kikah is a new Isa. And even the Rishenim who say that there is Kores and there is Malkes, they also hold that the basic halacha is there is a new Isa of Tam Kika that we learn out either from Geulei Midyon or from Mishras Hanovim. Mishras Hanovim by Nozer, in other words, Nozer is not allowed to take grapes and soak them in water and then drink the water, because then when the water will have the tam of grape juice, he's not allowed to do it. So that's tam. Though it's water that has the tam of grape juice. So mele, so we learn now the Isa of Tam Kikar. So the basic aloche, Reb Chaim says, is the tam is a new Isa. But since tam is osea, so that prevents bittul. Some melody say by chilev, tam chilev, so there is chorus also. But it's not that it's like nikar isa. Primarily, essentially, tam kikar is a new isa that we learn out from Geulei Midyon or from Mishnas Hanovim. Since there is a new isa, some melody, it prevents bittul. How can it become bottle when you are also to eat the tam of the isa? But basically and essentially, it's a new Isa. So Mimele,
the Shita, why do you get the same onshin?
Because the new Isa, who wants the new Isa of Tam Kikar is Chal, so that is Mineya Bittl. That is Mineya Bittl. In other words, Bittl can take place if there is no Mineya, no Meaki. But if there is an os, in other words, what's the purpose of bittul? The Isar is nullified. Doesn't exist. But how can some mele, if there hadn't been a new Isar of eating something that has itam Isar, so bittul could take effect. But since, suppose we say, bittul does take effect, he's also to do it anyway. Some mele, it precludes bittul also. It's not shayach to say bittul, if by bittul taking effect, it will still be osa to eat. Bittul is hal when it has practical significance. But if the situation is such that even if the bittul were hal, the isa chilef is bottle, But it's still biyoseya because of a new yisav gula midyan of mishas anavim. So meled it precludes bitlos. So Reb Chaim says the pshat in the Ravid is that even according to the mandoma, who says that chtichatzmas efshal sichti yisoseya, and meled will require shishim neged the whole chtichas boso, not just shishim neged the 10 kzeisim of the boso and cholov, not just shishim neged the 1 kzeis of cholov. So the pshat is, so what's the pshat? Because the Torah assert a boso in which cholov gave it on. The Torah assert it. A boso at cholov time. But so Chaim says that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Rambam, so the aloha is even though bosa by itself originally is eta, and cholov by itself originally is eta, but if bosa combines with cholov, cholov combines with bosa in a way that one gives the time of the other, then the molecules of bosa by themselves become converted in the chafsis. And the molecules of cholov become, even though originally molecules of cholov were hetagomo, the molecules of boso were hetagomo. But once there is a synthesis, our division of one giving itam in the other, then the heretofore molecules of boso become a chefsovisa, even when they are detached and separated from the molecules of cholov, and the molecules of cholov become a chefsovisa. The Ravishiti is not like. Since the molecules of cholov originally is eta, the molecules of boso is eta, but they became isa by virtue of the fact that they became united. But if that unity was severed, so it shouldn't be. So the molecules of boso by themselves shouldn't be a chefza visa. Shouldn't be a chefza visa. But so why do we say efshal seichte is osea, but it's not a chefsovisa? So according to Rabbi Yude, that mean be minili bottle. So the pshat mean be minili bottle is that it's like nikau isea. So that means if it became osea at one time, a remnant of isea is also, but it's only a remnant of isea because it became osea, but the molecules of boso do not have the essence of isa. They became, because at the time when the molecules of boso were united with the molecules of cholov in such a way that the cholov gave it time, cholov in the boso, so then the molecules of cholov were also the molecules of boso also became isa. But the moment that unity was disrupted by squeezing out the bulk of the cholov, and a minimum of cholov remained in the boso, so then it doesn't have the essence of isa. Because what is the essence of isa? The unity. Unity in the sense that the cholov gives it tam of cholov boso. But no more does the cholov give it tam of cholov boso. So why are the molecules of boso still osea, and b'meile the asa the adach tiches boso? According to Rabbi Yude, because he holds a full belly full bottle, because according to Rabbi Yude, the whole aloha of ticha atzmo nasis nivele, ticha atzmo, according to Rabbi Yude, the whole aloha of min b'mine is a full belly full bottle is, because min b'mine is always like nikois. It's always nikois. You don't recognize it because it's the same thing, so you don't recognize it. So mele, we still have the gufa isa. There is no taruves. So mele, even though it doesn't have the essence of the isa, but it became osa, so it remains osa. Mashiach, the according to the rabbanon, that there is no aloch of min b'min afil b'alav bottle. But there is aloch of tam kikia, and tam kikia is the new isa. So mele, how can the tam bosor asa da adachatiches through the tambos arizosa, but the tambos arizosa not mitzadat me, but because of the remnant of isa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, let me immediately bottle. So it's like nikar isa. So it's not shaya bittle, but according to Rabbanon, mimini is bottle. But tamasas, but here tam can aser when it has the essence of isa. But here it's not mitzadat me osa. Now. It's osa now because it was osa before. So mainly it remains osa. So that's the shit sarai. V'nir alim adini yiseida machlekes. This perik test, halacha test of machlekes. V'nir alim adini yiseida machlekes l'aramam v'arayvet hi b'hodim v'uya b'chulnt af kufches d'efshar l'sich t'yosa. Didas arambam mi mishim t'vishenase bosa b'cholov nesa guf ha-bosa v'guf ha-cholov v'nasin atzmi shalisa v'afim yiforet ha-hakein ha-bosa b'cholov zemizeh gam kein hinasmi shalisa. Once they became united in one, in the sense of one giving a tam the other, so the molecules of bosa become a chefs of isa. Vidasa ray, this is a ray baray, the Rambam shide. Vidasa ray vidi, deinu nasurin alo kolzman shim biyachad bosa becholov. Avol kishin ispardo az zemize chizrin leteiron. Viafol gav dikshin biyachad kol echo bifni asmi aveetzem isa. As long as there is a unity, so the molecules of cholov are also osa. Mikol mokim kishen ispardu pokem en aydim bosa becholov. V'chizrin leteiron. And then he says, ufize lifidas araybe di bosa becholov chizrin leteiron. Im kin hode efshar lisichti osa. Ein ze mishum dinases nevele vave etzem oisa. Dichiven di ismait bilua acholov shebei min sinas tam hari gam kim pokam nishem bosa becholov uchim vuya besugi rechum daf kufches dichol sheim nisin tam la vidar abishol vim kin ariu shove mamesh nisparet legambra bosa maacholov di tzrichen li es chizen leteon uval kochoch tzorich leima do de efshar lisich di osea hudim bifni atzmei de hoiluch vonesro shuve nisa chaticho niteres. It's a remnant of Isa. It became Osa, it remains Osa Lel and Void. Umiato Yivua Kavones Arrived. Dinicholuk Dintam Ki Kamidimim Minili Bottle. The Hodimim Minili Bottle have Afkoye Bikadim Beetle. The lesser Mimine, Vareuk Moishubene, like Nikola Isa. It's not Bitaruves. Tam Gika, Ufizen Nira did as a rive, the Bisura, the Efshali Seyrtei, Kidin Behemes Hari Poka et Samuisamane. It doesn't have the essence of Isa. The Rak Mishum di Fornesar in the Hidal is Neta. Serenant of Isa became Osir, removes us. In Kain Lishayer Zeisel Alessaki should be Fneatsme, but to Asa, others, other Hatiches to Tam that it cannot. Mashainki Lilmida Beidin Tam Kika Dugzas Akosu Shalisak Shitaruvasi Bitulei, Embos a Cloudin Ashali Sehte, Vilishayak Lima Beidu Areubi Surei Shemikidem, Dehidden the Areubi Bitulei, Hari Hoshev Keheta Lien Tarvose, Mashainki Mimine, Limandoma Libotle, the Pokamineika Bin Beetle, Inkin Areuk Moshin Bitaruvis Cloud. ועל כוחך שפירה ובייסורי שכבר נסה ונהיג בייסורי די אפשר לסיך. So we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. By Bosa Acholov itself, where we certainly applied the aloche of So the Shittas Rambam is that we require Shishim, neged the whole thing, 600 Zaysim. She's the Rambam. She's right, it is. No. Only a little bit of beauty, because true actually Sikhti is also not that that is the Etzem Miser, but because if it came also, so mainly it has to remain us. That's the right. But we pass in, like the Mandoma, the Tefshali Sechti Zoser, Tichas Masnevi. But there is a Machlekes Rishenim in the Sugi Yichun as to the Pshat. The Loshna Gmori is that if we say Efshali Sechti Zosea, so if Ikazayis Cholov fell an Echticha of nine Zeisim Boso, so then, and then you squeezed out the bulk of the Cholov, so that the Cholov at the end, in that original Chaticha, is does not have enough to give it time. So it still remains also some melee it can aser ad chatiches until unless we have shishim neged all the tengzeis. So there is a connection between efshali sechti oser and chatichas masnevele. Chatichas masnevele means that we need shishim neged the whole chatich, and efshali sechti oser means that the original chatich remains oser. So the reason is to why we require shishim neged hol chatiche, in other words, you have the isa that was nivla, and you have the chatiche of eta. So chatichas v'das nivela means that the chatiche, the original chatiche eta, that absorbed a substantial quantity of isa, becomes completely Yisera, and we need Shishim neged the whole solvent, neged the whole Chatiche of Het. That's the meaning of Tichas Menevele. Actually, Sechti also means that even the original Chatiche after the time was squeezed out remains us. So Loshna Gmore is, if we say actually Sechti also, so mele we have to say, and we require shishim neged hol chatich. If we say efshali seichti muter, so then we don't require. So once the bulk of the cholov is squeezed out, we can need original chatich. So mele, even if it wasn't squeezed out, and you dump it another part, you only need shishim neged original kazais of cholov, not neged tengzeis. So the sibes to why chtichas midas nevele, because the halachi is efshali sechti zosa. If we say efshali sechti zosa, then we have to say chtichas nevele and require shishim negod chatich. If we say efshali sechti muter, so suppose you squeeze out the cholov from the original chatich, you can need the original chatich. So then we don't need. Even if you don't squeeze out the cholov, but you dump it in another part, you only need shishim neged the kazayis cholov, not shishim neged the tengzeis. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban and the Rashbo in the Pshat in the Gemara. The Rashi and the Ran in Chum, they explain the Gemara. The Gemara says that that Rav and Rav Chanina and Rabbi Yechon hold Efshal Yisich the Yoseah Mimelech Tich Asmas Nevele who require Shishim neged the Tengzis and Shmuel and Rav Shimon Lokish hold Efshal Yisich the Muteah Mimele even if you won't say Chait and you dump it in another part you only require Shishim neged one Kazais not neged the Tengzis. So Rashi and the Ran explain it in the on an actual level. In other words, that according to Shmuel and Rav Shimon ben Lakish, if nine gzeis a chaticha of nine gzeis in boso absorb one kazais of cholov in one part, and it gave it tam cholov in the chaticha, and then you put it in another part, and the bulk of the milk was it squeezed out and redistributed. So according to Shmuel and Rav Shimon ben Lakish, you're allowed to eat chtichei. Mimele, you don't require in the other part 60 times 10, but only 60 times 1. But whereas Rav and Rav Chanina and Rabbi Yechon hold, so if you put another part and you squeeze out the bulk of the milk, so then at the end you cannot even eat the original chatuche. So mainly the other chatuches are also osar unless there is 60 times 10, 600. And actually, the Ramban and the Rashbo explain it in the subjunctive level. He said, even Shmuel will be made that if you take chtichei that absorbed a kazayis cholof and you put it in another pot and then it's cooked in the other pot, in pot number two, and the bulk of the milk is squeezed out so that only a minimum of milk remains, so then you're not, even Shmuel is made, you're not allowed to eat chtichei. But when does he say actually say the muter? He says in the subjunctive. Suppose you could squeeze out every droplet of the milk. Suppose you could. You couldn't. I mean, you could. If chemical means you could, but not by cooking. I mean, for a chemical process, you could. But by plain cooking, you couldn't. So Shmuel, the Gemara is saying it in the subjunctive. Had it been possible to, by cooking, to squeeze out every droplet of milk from chtichei as a result of cooking it in pot number two, so then you would be allowed to eat chtichei. Mimele, but on an actual level, it's impossible. You can squeeze out the bulk of the milk by cooking it in pot number two. But the minimum of milk will always remain, but not enough to give it time. So Shmuel is made, you're not allowed. On an actual level, you're not, be pale, you're not allowed to eat the original chatich. The pale, you're not allowed to eat the chatich. Why? Why is that so? So you have to apply the lomdes that the Reb Chaim says in the Raivit. In other words, true, if you could bimtzias by cooking it in part number two, squeeze out every droplet, not one drop of milk should remain, then it's not even the same chatich. It's a new chatich. It's upon him chadoshis. So he cannot say, since it became osa, it remains osa. So if we could squeeze out every droplet of milk, then it would have upon him chadoshes, it would be muta. But b'mtzias, we couldn't squeeze out every drop of milk. You could reduce the milk to a minimum, less than to give a time. So mimele, it's still osa. Why is it still osa? For the same lomdes that the Raivet says, alibidemes, because it what became osa, it remains osa. But suppose it became osa, it remains osa if it's the same chatich. But if you could squeeze out every droplet, it's not the same chatiche, it's a different chatiche. It has no molecules of milk anymore. Now it has only exclusively molecules of basil. But Shmuel says, in view of the fact that had it been possible to squeeze out every droplet of milk, so then it would be muter to eat the original chaticha itself. So even though you didn't squeeze out every droplet of milk, you're not allowed to eat that chaticha. But it cannot asad other chatichas until they have shishim neged ol chaticha. It as long as in the other chatichas there is shishim neged the kazai, so it becomes muter. So it becomes muter. These are the tip shot. Now I think let's go over the Goyen's Girse and then we'll go. So the Rash is very difficult. So how is the Goyen Girse in the Sefte base? Shtei Breche Shal Chof Chofso. But in order to know exactly the Goyen's Girse, we have to look up in the Sefte.
Why is the Rash so difficult?
Maybe there's not between the mikvah and between the waters of it.
What?
Why is the Rash
so difficult? Maybe there's a difference between the mikvah itself, which according to Rabbi
Yehesi,
that you stay chtich asmas and available by mikvah.
Yeah, I'm saying according to the Rambam. How can he say the lower level mikvah is mikvah?
Maybe when the Rambam is arguing with Ramban, it says that it's not relevant to the regular parsha.
Okay.
So is he saying that even in Rabbi Yossi, it has nothing to do with the concept of chatika, nasa, tabela, and mikvah? It's just that then, that the mikvah is a mikvah that has no tikkun. This mikvah.
All right, whatever. But Rabbi Yossi definitely says that if in the mikvah fell in gimulugi, that's the chafza visa, that's like. Tam by Yisro. 1 second. And then you reduce that. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Choser, you reduce that. So then it becomes Muta. In other words, the Gimel Lugim Shuvim do not contaminate the heretofore Tipes mine. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's like Tichnas Nevele. If a mikveh that is less than Memso becomes nisarev of gimel lugim shuvim, so it contaminates the all that heretofore tipes, and all the heretofore tipes that are mekshomim tipes become shov tipes. So how can the tisefta say that the lower level mikveh is kosher because it acquires memso before all the original gimel lugim fully, but the other tipes are also shown. What difference did it make? Now the Goyen's Girse. It's Halacha Dalet in Perigim und Tisefta Mikvois. Shtei Breche Shal Mem So Zu Al Gav Zu. Shleish Slugim Le. So let's look in the Agoyes Agro and the Be'er Agro. First in Agoyes Agro. Os Yudbeis, Shei Brechish Shal Mem So, Yudbeis, in Perigimu. So he's Geres Esrim Esrim So. Not Mem So, as the Rashi's Geres, but Esrim Esrim So. Ze Bisei Agzu, Shleishes Lugin, Stevens Memsos Zual Gavzu, Schleich and Slugin Lerieno, Yudgimu, Os Yudgimu. So, Ubrechol shall Gimu Lugin, Bitsad Lerieno. So, now that's a different picture altogether. In other words, here there is the Brecha Tachtein, Es Chofso, only Chofso. And here there is a mikveh of chofso on top, on the upper level, and then there is gimulugin adjacent to the chofso, and gimulugin adjacent to the chofso. So Mimele, and then they both start dripping. You see, this is a Chofso Mikveh, the upper level. This is Gimel Lugin, upper level Shuvim. And this is Chofso, lower level Mikveh. So then the upper level Chofso Mikveh and the upper level Gimel Lugin Shuvim start dripping, little by little. So, and then everything drips from the top. So let's say after 10 minutes or so, so the Chofso has dripped down here and the Gimel Lugin has dripped down here. So we say that this lower level Mikveh is a Mikveh Kshel. Why? Because after all, everything drips down gradually. So it's not that the Gimel Lugin drip down first, a split second, and then it started to drip the Chofso Mikveh into lower level. Both the same pace started to drip. So we assume that there was Chofso here before every drop. The Chofso here before every drop of the Gimel Lugin dripped. So that means by the time the last drop of the Gimel Lugin Shuvim dripped in, there was already Memso Einon Shuvim. So Melit cannot pass, so it's a shock. Now let's see the Bio Agro. There's the Gios.